Soku isika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngibonge utano nukawande okwesipha indaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Lingalivuka njani izulukandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlazi ku-31 Mbimbitho 2023 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ibandla lezaphu lithi liyethuselwa ngabantu abangaziwayo kulandela kwethula kwalo umbiko wokutshengisela usolwa ukuthengiswa kwegolide ngokungekho emthethweni elizweni okuvezwe yi-Al Jazeera.
Okunye kwakhona sebesifisela lokusihambisa kwagoqwanya.
Ibandla le-MRP lithi akumelanga ukhetho lwenziwe kusetshenziswa ugwalo lwe-delimitation olwasolwa nguZulu wonke ngitsho lamakhomishina e-SADC.
How can somebody ofuna ukuvotelwa ethenge ukuvotelwa nge-$1,000 to be a member of parliament? Ukansel ebhadale $200 to be a councillor?
Gambe uhlelo lwebandla le-CCC olokukhetha inkokheli ezancintisa kukhetho kungelakhetho lwama-by-elections luzaphumelela na?
I-TBC itsho abantu, so angeza ke siyayenza opposite. Lokho nxa ufuna ukuba njalo ufuna ukuyimpoza uhamba kuzanupes.
Umthethwandaba wele Melika usunqume ukuba oyengumongameli welizwe uMnumzana Donald Trump kuzamele abotshwe ngolwesibili. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Ibandla lezaphu lithi liyethuselwa ngabantu abangaziwayo kulandela ukwethula kwalo umbiko likhuthaza abantu ukuthi betshengisele besola ukuthengiswa kwegolide ngokungekho emthethweni elizweni ngokuvezwe ngumfanekiso kamabonakude we-documentary kumsakazo we-Al Jazeera. I-Al Jazeera izolo yethule umfanekiso wesibili elithi ubonisa ukuthi igolide likhutshwa njani elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni luthunyelwe kwamanye amazwe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lezinye iziphathamandla zilolwazi ngokwenzakalayo kuveza i-documentary le. Izaphu yaphinda yathi bonke abaveziweyo emfanekisweni we-Al Jazeera kufanele betshiye umsebenzi njalo abantu bebekezele ukuthi kutshengiselwe yonke imfanekiso ekuluhlu lwe-Al Jazeera. UMnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sezaphu, uchasisele usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 okunengi ngalolu daba.
Sithe sethule umbiko sithole usekelo olumangalisayo kumaZimbabwe wonke umhlaba jikelele. Labantu abangasekela ibandla lethu baningi abasifonelayo labasikhuthazayo, kodwa ke bakhona njalo abasekela ibandla libusayo abafonayo besethusela bethethisa bethuka lokuthumela imilayezo yokwethusela. Okunye kwakhona sebesifisela lokusihambisa kwagoqwanya. Umfanekiso wesibili u-episode 2 ka-Al Jazeera sibhizi siyawubhekile ukuthi sikhone ukwethula umbiko ozalandela. Siyathembisa uZulu, siyathembisa wonke uZimbabwe ukuthi masiqeda ukubona lo mbiko sizanika uZulu wonke umkhombandlela ukuthi sisuka lapha sesiyaphi. Thina njengezaphu salwela ilizwe, salwela silwisana labantu baka-Ian Smith sanqoba. Singabantwana bamaqhawe njalo asethuke asilavalo. Siza kubonisa lokho kuZulu lomhlaba jikelele ukuthi esekuthembisileyo siza kugcwalisa. Siza lwela ilizwe lethu elalwelwa ngobaba bethu abafa behlupheka labaphilayo baphila impilo yodubo siza kuveza lokho sizacela abalandeli bohlelo behlale bemamele belinde umlayezo olandelayo yabo
liyakholwa yini ukuthi kwenzakala ngoba siyabona abaningi abafanekiswa laphana bephika besithi bona bakwenzanga lokho njalo yena umnumzana Angel wazakala ngokuthi ngumprofeti esithi wayevele kwazi ukuthi bayenzani
hayi umbuzo wakho dadewethu ukuthi siyakukholwa uyisimanga kakhulu ngoba sibuka umfanekiso ividiyo abantu bezivumela mgceke ukuthi bayatshontsha bathatha igolide bathatha umnotho welizwe beyothengisa kwamanye amazwe imali yakhona ingasizi wena lami ezibhedlela isiza bona lemoli zabo bayavela kumfanekiso eminingi bebonisa iy'cathulo iy'moto ezidulayo la imali mbali inqwaba zama US dollar bembuluzela kuZulu betshengisela ukuthi bona banothile nxa kunomuntu ongakholwa lokho ongakholelwa ukuthi laba bantu izigangi zokuqedisela izikliwe esihlala sikhuluma ngazo benakulanto ozayikholelwa empilweni thina siyakwazi kwaqala kudala kusase lomgabu engupresident kuyaqhubeka khathesi kodwa sokuqhubeka ngesinye isiqubu esesabekayo ngoba lowo ngumongameli okhona uphathisana labo laba bantu benza abakwenzayo ngoba banikwe amandla lencwadi zokusebenza nguye lo mongameli.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Msongelwane Ndlovu isikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu obexoxa icingweni le Studio 7. Kusenjalo umcebisi webhanga le-RBZ umnumzana Eddie Cross utshele umsakazo we-Al Jazeera izolo ukuthi umnumzana Hubert Angel usethathelwe i-passport yakhe ebisenelisa ukuthi aphathwe njengomuntu oqakathekileyo lapho ayakhona i-diplomatic passport. UCross uthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthathele u-Angel wonke amandla akade ephiwe u-Angel ngenxa yesikhundla sika-ambasada.
Asambeni madoda siyovota,
asambeni madoda siyovota, sivote lenkulu,
asambeni madoda siyovota.
Kwezokhetho, ibandla le-MRP lithi akumelanga ukhetho lwenziwe kusetshenziswa ugwalo lwe-delimitation olwasolwa nguZulu ngitsho lamakhomishina e-ZEC. Sixoxelo saphethe isikhundla sabatsha kuleli bandla umnumzana Mudenda Chilumbo ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Thina as Imthwakazi Republic Party sawukhuluma emuva ngalo ukuthi this government of ZANU-PF has no respect to the will of the people. Sakhuluma ngepreliminary delimitation report ukuthi i-report lay is full of irregularities and non-conformities. The will of the people must be respected at every democratic cost. Abantu bakhuluma, ama experts akhuluma, professionals akhuluma, academics, ama church, including ama commissioners. That's why you saw kwasayina ama commissioners angu 3, which is a very good indication that the process was flawed. Sakhuluma tina ukuthi umnangagwa le ZANU-PF bazasayina into le yephambili. Kathesi abantu they are caucusing for ama votes, sebeqalisile ukukhankasa for ama elections. Abantu be ZANU-PF, nabe TCC, nabe MDC and other political parties abangekho endaweni yokukhipha abantu ebuqilini kwe ZANU-PF. Amabandla who are fighting for their personal aggrandizement are now busy ukuthi bekhankasele election. Siyamba njani ku-election when the whole process was flawed. Even today, again, we have got this issue of AMA nomination fees, which are not constitutional. How can somebody ofuna ukuvotelwa ethenge ukuvotelwa nge $1,000 to be a member of parliament, ukansele ibhadali $200 to be a councillor, upresident kufunakali $20,000? Is that constitutional? The moment abantu bechiya iZANU-PF bechiya uhulumende wamashona ephula iconstitution is as good as legitimizing the illegitimate. Thus the bone of contestation Baba Chris. Tina as Imthwakazi Republic Party, we are geared to make a mass protest against the illegality and the unconstitutionality of our nomination fees, our candidates. They are not constitutional. As so the singene ketweni tikijimeru ngene ketweni sibhadala ama $1,000
ZEC is not a financial institution. The budget is there from the treasurer to cater for the plebiscite. Why are they charging too much fees for the contestants? So, yiko lapho esikhona thina eZimtwaka the Republic Party, sizakulwa up to the finish. We are kwaZumnangagwa. We are not going to rest till we get the democratic space enlarged than dwindling. So, ngiyabonga kakhulu Baba Chris, ngiyabonga abalaleli bonke.
Lathi siyabonga mnumzana Mudenda Chilumbo osaphethe isikhundla sabatsha kubandla le-MRP obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 esebhinga. Lokhe sikudaba lwezokhetho, ibandla eliphikisayo LCCC selibike ukuba uhlelo lwalo lokukhetha abazalimela kukhetho oluzayo luzaqutshwa ngeviki ezayo ngolwesithathu. Leli bandla lithi izakhamizi yizo ezizakhetha ukuba zifuna kumelwa ngubani. Kambe lolu hlelo luzahamba kuhle na? Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba eHarare namhlanje, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla leli umnumzana Gift Osalo Siziba wazise ukuba ibandla lakhe lizatshiyela ezandleni zezakhamizi umsebenzi wokukhetha abo abazamela ibandla leli.
Esiza kuqakathekisa kuhlelo le-conscious candidation process ngabantu abavele ebantwini, sithathele ngabantu ababuya besithi mina ngivela kubukhokheli. Nxa ungahlali endaweni yona leyo ungafunwa ngabantu, khohlwa ngokumela ibandla le-TBC. I-TBC itsho abantu, so angeza ke siyayenza opposite. Lokho nxa ufuna ukuba njalo, ufuna ukuyimpozwa, hamba kuzanupefu. Ngethemba libonile ukuthi kulabanye abayalwayo kuzanupefu asebefakiwe by force ikukhokheli. Thina u-TBC asinakho lokho.
Uhlelo lolu luzaqala ngeviki ezayo.
Imposition iba kubona nxa kuyivithi esihlala phansi sifike sithi umuntu lomuntu nalowo kanje. Lapha uhlelo lolu luzayenzwa ngabantu. Abantu yibo kulamafomu abazafila khona bebhala ukuthi hayi umuntu ongasimela ngulo ngalo nalo. So i-commission izakhangela amafomu onala ibona amabizo akhona.
Amabizo alabo abazakhethwa nguzulu wonke azaphiwa kukomiti ebizwa ngokuthi Independent Selection Panel. Xa kunabantu ababili bazamele bakhulumisane ukuthi nxa kwehlule ugatsha lwe-CCC National Assembly luza kutsho ukuba ngubani ophumeleleyo. Ingcitshi ecubunayo ezombusazwe umnumzana Vikezela Gumbo uthi uvumelana lali ndlela yokukhetha inkokheli ngoba izavela ebantwini.
Thina mina nje i-political scientist ma ngukhangele i-selection process le abayikhethileyo abantu be-TBC babuya ngenye indlela la yokukhetha abantu ehlukene la ehlukene lale yama-primary elections njalo yindlela eyayisetshenziswa vele e-Africa yokuthi kuthiwa i-communocratic approach yokuthi i-community yiyo e-produce uleader uleader kaproduswa ngabantu kaproduswa phezulu ephi community.
Kodwa isakhamuzi seHarare umnumzana Peter Ncube osekela ebandla leli uthi kavumelani lali ndlela yokukhetha abazabamela kukhetho lwelizwe.
Bona kwami into leyo sisozisebenze ngoba nxa singavotanga singayenza ngokunominatha kuphela sokungangena abantu abangasoze bekwanise i-responsibility yangkhona. Whereas singavota thina silokukhetha ukuthi thina sifuna ukumelelwa ngulo ngoba siyakwazi ama-capabilities akhe.
Ibandla le-ZANU-PF lenze ukhetho lwama-primary elections ngempela viki edluleyo. Lanxa nje kulokukhonona kwabanye abanqotshiweyo besithi aluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. Kunje sokumpelelwe idayi le-Politburo laleli bandla ukuthi lethule amagama abaphumeleleyo. Ukuthi ibandla le-MDCT elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzola lithi lizaqala uhlelo lwama-primary elections ekupheleni kwayo nale nyanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 seHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Asambeni madoda siyovota,
asambeni madoda siyovota, sivotele inkulu.
Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba atshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba lobulembu elezimlive.com lilodaba lokuthi umabhalane wedale lephalamende umnumzana Kennedy Mugobe Chokuda ubotshiwe izolo esetheswa icala lenkohlakalo ngokufuna ukuthengela idale lephalamende amakhompyutha ngemali ephezulu kakhulu. UChokuda wathi amakhompyutha la ayefika inkulungwane zamadola phose ichumi US $9,000 ngakhompyutha inye. Iphephandaba leHerald lilodaba lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usecebise inkokheli yebandla lakhe eyanqotshwa kukhetho ukuthi ingasebenzisi idlakela. Umnangagwa ubikwa ethule amazwi la ngemva komhlangano wedale elimqoka elebandla elePolitbureau izolo ntambama. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Studio 7, Studio 7, kanye nabalandeli bakho sanibonani. Ngivele ngihlala edabeni. Mina Studio 7 lokho ngiyakhala, ungakhululeki kwakho. Indaba zakho yezingcono sebethu mase zikompela labo ZDBC lezi zingcono. Kodwa nawe kusakhona okunye okumele uimprove kho. Ngoba kwamanje lolu luhlelo lwabantu besindebe okumele ukhulise izinto zasendebeni. But into engimangazayo ugcine kakhulu kubozani osisisila bo MDC iba khona okuyimaphati akhokhelwa ngale esozweni amaphati abantu baseHarare. Sicela lathi ukuzame ukukhulisa amabandla akithi bakhona emarabhi, bakhona zakho, bakhona MLF, bakhona MLO. Asake sizwe next kukhulunywa ngabo bakhona Freedom Alliance amanye nje amaphathinyana ethu lawo afonywayo. Sicela ukukhulisa amaphati akithi akomthwa please, ngoba uzindaba zesindebele. Ngiyabonga Studio 7.
Studio 7, Studio 7, ndichona ngali, ayithina siyachona. Siyachona, sibongela lina elisinika izindaba ngobuqotho obuhle kakhulu esikujabulela futhi. Into nje mina engiyibona nje ngokubona kwami elizweni lakithi laseZimbabwe. Bengifisa nje ngawo uhulumende waseZimbabwe uyaxoshwa embusweni ngoba akalawo. Akala nendeza njalo akala kuthunisa ukuthi angabusilizwe ngendlela okwenzakala ngayo. Uhulumende ophatheka entweni ezingekelangqondo zokusimakla igolide insetho ukuthi ngayinto yonke leyisilisa abantu elizwe nasezimbabwe, kodwa ngendlela izimbabwe eyiyona kuyayangisa kakhulu ngendlela ayenza ngayo. Into kuphela uhulumende wakithi ayaziye kubopha abantu bengenamacala bafake amajele kusolwa ukuthi why futhi kusolwa yena phezu kwalokho akenzi kahle. Khathesi ihlazo elingaki elenzakalayo phambi kwakhe akaziniki maphapha. Lowo ngumuntu okumele ngabe uyaxotshwa ngokubona kwami mina, ngabe uyaxotshwa embusweni. Afanelanga ukubusa abantu umuntu onjalo ongusathane. Akalanhliziyo enhle, ngaza kuthi ungumuntu ukhokhela abantu kuye kwenza into ezinjengazo nalezi elizweni. Abantu bayahlupheka bayahawula ukuthi siba labantu abakukhulumela ukuthi wena wenza kahle, wenza intando kaZulu, ukhuluma amanga intando kaZulu ungayenzi ivinda kancane. Angazi ukuhlakanipha kwabantu bezano wahlali bokudlulisileyo kumbe wahlali but owathi esayini kuyabonakala ukuthi ukuhlakanipha kusekuthutheni okungapheliyo kuyahlola sibini baqinisile abadala. Manje athe sewubaphelele kuyayangisa into eyenziwa ngurhulumente wasezimbabwe, kuyayangisa kakhulu. Akuyikho kumele abantu basezimbabwe bahlakanipha okuqinileyo manje kathesi ukuthi babe la mandla okumkhupha esikukuthi asimthande urhulumente lo aphume embusweni angasibusi nasinyabantu baseZimbabwe. Ngento ayenzayo somuntu ongamelana nabantu aphilisane nabantu ngendlela e-right. Ugcwele umona akalunganga ngithola kancane. Ngiyabonga. Okhuluma ngosifana nkwele eButswana.
Studio 7, Studio 7, sanibonani kanye nabantu bakho. Mina ngizathanda ukukhuluma ukuphendula le ndoda ethi ofuzwayo bathansola mane nsola sosikhathi sokusula lesi sikhathi sokuthi abantu babambazane. Wena baba ma ngukuthi wena umqondo wakho nje usekubambanene nje abantu bakhuphisana kungakhushizana bese kuyenziwani. Nanko abantu babambana kwakugabe kwenziwani. So iyona le ngqondo esingayifuniyo umuntu ucabanga nje ukuthi kubanjwane nje kukhutshwe kungelanjongo ephambili ebonakalayo. Ufuzwayo ukhulume kahle wathi omunye nomunye kayemele unina, hhayi ukuthi ungasuka ezigabeni zakini khona le khotshana khona ngabe uthi uzomela abantu kwesinye isigaba. Omunye nomunye kayemele unina vele ezigabeni zakhe sakubo. ngiyabonga.
Ah, linjani ku studio 7 labalaleli. Ngizwela abosisila bo usisilo ukuthi campaign singakhulumi sisithi. Thina siyandaba lesisithi, asilandaba lezalo. Thina sinendaba lakho, sinendaba futhi yeZimbabwe. Thina sinendaba lakho, umthwakazi. Isindaba lakho ilizwe lamaNdebele. Ukhulula yena lo usise ngalo dlabo dlabo gabule bonke dlabo chuma ngalabo abanye abangahlakaniphanga abangaboniyo labo ukuthi amashona gaba bafuni kabayazi into okuthiwa yi-triple X into ekhulunywa yindlela i-pattern okuthiwa iZimbabwe izabuswa ngayo isisi ingabusa thina sama ukukhulula lina kuliqiniso ukuthi imbuzi yenyanga ikhale ilandele amakhanka izanu li-triple C amakhanka thina amaNdebele sikhala silandela khona ngali kuzasidla khona ngali phambili futhi emnyameni kunikena okwesisisi kwakhona exactly like izanu maNdebele.
Studio 7, Studio 7, kanye nabalandeli bakho, sanibonani. Ngivele ngihlale edabeni. Mina Studio 7 lokho ngiyakhala. Ngokungakhululeki kwakho na Studio 7. Indaba zakho yezingcono sebili uma sizikompare nalabo ze-ZBC lezi zezindaba zingcono. Kodwa nawe kusakhona okunye okumele ukuthi uimprove ngikho. Ngokwamanje lolu luhlelo lwabantu besiNdebeleni okumele ukhulise izinto zesiNdebeleni. But into engimangazayo ugcine kakhulu kubozano labo-CCC labo MDCDA bakhona okuyimaphati akhokhelwa khona le esozweni amaphati abantu baseHarare. Sicela lathi ukuzame ukukhulisa amabandla akithi bakhona eMarapi, bakhona eZapu, bakhona eMLA, bakhona MLO. Asake sizwe next kukhulunywa ngabo bakhona Freedom Alliance amanye njengamaphathinyana ethu lawo afonywayo. Sicela ukukhulisa amaphati akithi akomthwakazi please ngoba uzindaba zaseNdebeleni. Ngiyabonga Studio 7. Studio 7, Studio 7, sanibonani kanye nabalandeli bakho. Mina ngizathanda ukukhuluma ukuphendula le ndoda ethi ofuzwayo bathanda ukusola. Bemane nje besola, sosikhathi sokusola lesi sikhathi sokuthi abantu babambane kukhutshizana. Wena baba, ma ngukuthi wena umqondo wakho nje usekubambanele nje abantu bakhuphizana, kungakhutshizana bese kuyenziwana. Nakho abantu babambana kwakhutsha umgabe kwenziwane. So iyona le ngqondo esingayifuniyo nje ukuthi umuntu ucabanga nje ukuthi kubanjwa nje ukukhutshwa kungela njongo ephambili ebonakalayo. Ufuzwayo ukhulume kahle wathi omunye nomunye kayomele unina, hhayi ukuthi wasuke ezigabeni zakini khona le khutshana khona ngale ukuthi uzomela abantu kwesinye isigaba. Omunye nomunye kayomele unina vele ezigabeni zakubo. Ngiyabonga.
Lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, umthethwandaba wele Melika usunqume ukuba owayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump kuzamele abotshwe ngolwesibili. UTrump wetheswa icala lokuchaphaza imali yokukhankasela ukhetho ngokufumbathisa owesifazane uStormy Daniel abikwa waya laye ecansini. Phambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ka-2018 uDaniel waveza ukuba uTrump wambhadala imali ngamadola adlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu $120,000 ukuthi angavezi ukuba waya ecansini laye. Imali le ibikwa yayingeyomkhankaso kaTrump. Wayeligqweda likaTrump umnumzana Michael Cohen wavuma ukuthi wathunywa kufumbathisa uDaniel wabotshwa wavalelwa ejele. Phansi komthetho wezokhetho welemelika licala ukuba umuntu achaphaze imali yomkhankaso ayabe eyiphiwe ngabalandeli bakhe. UTrump wetheswa amanye njalo amacala adlula amachumi amathathu aphathelane lamabhizimusi akhe. UTrump yena wethule umbiko esithi ukubotshwa kwakhe kulezombusazwe ngoba efuna ukuncintisa kukhetho oluzayo, ngakho uyahlukuluzwa ngabomu. ngokwakuqala ukuthi umongameli kumbe owake waba ngumongameli wele Melika abotshwe. Okwamanje ke sizwe udaba oluveza umbono kahulumende wele Melika.
Ukuthonyiswa ngasese kwecala lomlweli wentando yeningi lamalungelo oluntu wele Russia umnumzana Vladimir Karamurza kusungulwe mhlaka 13 kumbimbitho. Iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakulelo zimethesa amacala amathathu aphathelane lezombusazwe ngenxa yenkulumo ayikhiphayo echothoza ukuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine ngele Russia. Engatholakala elecala ulakho ukugwetshwa okweminyaka embalwa. Elemelika selivizele ukukhululwa kwakhe ongelamibandela ngokuchecha. Umnumzana Karamurza ulokhu wabotshwa mhlaka 22 kumabasa, lanamhla ulokhu engakakhululwa. Wetheswa icala lokuchaya amanga ngebutho lakwele Russia, ngakho ke bamuthi ungumcuphi wamazwe aphandle. Sekusengezwa njalo amanye amacala agoqela ukuvukela umbuso weRussia lokusebenzelana lenhlanganiso engathandekiyo. UKaramurza wayengumaluleki omkhulu kumuyi uBoris Nemtsov, umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo owabulawayo. UKaramurza usebenze gadalala elwela amalungelo oluntu kwele Russia okwenza waqotshwa nguhulumende lo. Ngeminyaka ka-2015 no-2017 wafakelwa itshefu ngakholwa ukubana kwakumayelana lokuphatheka kwakhe kwezombusazwe. Ekuqaleni kwenyanga kambimbitho, elemelika lafaka izinqumo zenotho kuzizalwane eziyisithupha ezaphatheka ekwephuleni amalungelo oluntu kaKaramurza. Ugatsha olubona ngezemali kwelemelika lwaqoka abathathu laba. Umnumzana Andreevich Zadechen, umphenyi owakhethwa ngumqondisi omkhulu wokugatsha lwezophenyo, onguye owathi kuvulwe uphenyo lokwethesa uKaramurza icala leli ngemva kokuchothoza ukuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine. U-Elena Anatolievna Lenskaya, umahluli owapha isinqumo sokuba avalelwe icala lakhe lingakathethwa. Lo Daniel Yurievich Mikiev wafakaza eyingcwethi emele uhulumende kuleli icala. Ugatsha lohlangothi olubona ngobudlelwano labanye amazwe lwamemezela ukubana lwafaka imikhawulo yamavisa kuLenskaya loZadachin lemdeni yabo ekubenqabela ukwethekelela kwele Melika. Ngaphezu kwalokho, ugatsha olubona ngobudlelwano kwele Melika lamanye amazwe lwafaka eminye imikhawulo kuziphathamandla zikahulumende uOleg Mikhailovich Svidenko, Diana Igorevna Minchenko, loIlya Pavlovich Kozlov. USvidenko ungumsekeli kamphathintambo wogatsha lomthetho oluyilo olwethesa uKaramurza la macala. UMishenko ngumahluli owapha isinqumo sakuqala sokubana uKaramurza avalelwe esitokisini okwamalanga alitshumi lanhlanu. Kuthi uKozlov ngumahluli owalela isikhalazo sakhe ngemva kwesinqumo ayesiphiwe nguMishenko. Kumbiko olotshiweyo, unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken uvizele ukukhululwa kukaKaramurza okungelamibandela khona manje, eqonqosela ukubana eleMelika lizimisele ukubona ukuba imizamo kaPutin eyokuvala imilomo yabamchothozayo kayiphumeleli ekuvimbeni iqiniso ngempi yakhe engelanembeza elolunya akhetha ukuyiqala ngokuhlasela ele Ukraine. Ile eqhubekela phambili ibulala, ihlukumeza, ibhidliza.
Lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende wele Melika. Isikhathi kasavumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke, kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Ibandla lezaphu lithi liyethuselwa ngabantu abangaziwayo kulandela ukwethula kwalo umbiko wokutshengisela kusolwa ukuthengiswa kwegolide ngokungekho emthethweni elizweni okuvezwe ngumfanekiso wedokumentari yomsakazo we-Al Jazeera. Kudaba lunye, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubikwa esexotshe umsebenzi uprofita u-Angel phezu kodaba lwe-Al Jazeera. silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku www.voandebele.com. Lingasithinta njalo kusasa ngomvulo sikhathi sinye, kodwa ke zikhona indaba zakusihlwa ngo-7:30 nsuku zonke kusukela ngomvulo kuze kuya ngomunye umvulo njalo. Ezangempela sonto ziyaba zingezantambama kuphela, ezekuseni ziyaqhubeka ngomvulo. Igama njengoba ngithilo ngoChris Gande, ngilifisela impela sonto elithukela. Asidibaneni njalo ngomvulo.